Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you for joining me in the Soul Health and Wellness Club with my partner in good, Nurse Blue.
Hello, everybody, and hello, Dr. Erica. You know, Blue stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People about my favorite subject and soon to be yours, soul health. So,
well, welcome today. We are so thankful that you have joined us today, no matter where you are. We welcome you. We love you. We appreciate you. And so before we get started, I just want to tap into the divine love that we are. And if you can, I just ask you to close your eyes, and we're just going to take a few deep breaths just to center us back into our bodies, to bring us back to the life force that breathes us. And so if you can, close your eyes and just take a deep breath in through your nose, breathing as deeply as you can, feeling in your diaphragm, feeling in your lungs, and hold, and then release. Just release anything that you might be feeling that doesn't feel good, that doesn't serve you in a good way. Again, breathing in through your nose, inhaling deeply as if you're breathing in the purifying love light energy of the creator that has created you, and then breathe out anything that your body might be holding on to, any worries in your mind, any feeling of discomfort in your body. Just release it and let it go and just be present with us today. We have so much love and high vibration for you, and we want you to receive it. And so just be present and allow yourself to receive today as we talk about your identity and how your identity was shaped, right? How do you know? We always talk about becoming the best versions of ourselves. Do you know how? How do you become the best version of yourself? And really looking back over your life and reflecting, right? We're at the end of the new year, at the end of 2023, heading into 2024. And it's good for us, it's healthy for us to reflect back. Reflect back on the year and reflect back on this idea of your identity and how it was shaped. And are you showing up as the best version of yourself? And so that's really the question we have for you. How was your identity shaped? Who were the important influences in your life? The messages that you received from your parents, from the people who raised you and the people who you went to school with and taught you, and the upbringing in that time, you know, how was the messaging in society? And how do you become the best version of yourself? This is the question that we're asking.
That's a yummy question. That's a yummy question for a few reasons. I've been hearing that slogan, that phrase, that quote for some time now. The very first time I've heard it, and that's how I know it's a powerful slogan, because I remember the first time I heard it. It came out of the mouth of Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey also gave us the whole slogan phrase, if you will, live your best life. And quite a few other things. I mean, she has just really made a huge contribution to the whole idea of helping us spread a lot of what we're talking about on these airways. But I will say this, when we say things like this, it is absolutely important to not only say it, but how do you become the best version of yourself? And what we're talking about in terms of identity, it starts with examining who you are right now. And how did you become who you are right now? And I think it's very interesting for me, because this is the world of which, you know, we play the soul, Right? And you have to examine where your soul was as a child, where your soul was as a teenager, who your soul developed as a woman that maybe became a mother. How does your soul develop to you as your kids grow up? And as my soul is developing at this stage in my life, I am helping to develop and guide and nurture a middle schooler.
Okay.
And she's taken me back to middle school just by me helping her, right? Because I can only help her through my experiences and all of that. And I would venture to say that majority of everybody who's listening to us right now, Dr. E, we all have been middle schoolers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Been there and done that.
And would you say that that was the stage in life, particularly for young girls? Well, I'd say young girls and young boys, because it's our part, it's our stage where we're going through puberty, where we're moving into a stage of really getting to know who we are outside of what our parents have told us we are, and the image, what we have watching on television. Now we are going into this 11, 12, 13, where our friends are about to reflect who we are, and our teachers, and how we show up and compete in, academics, or how we compete in sports, And oh my God, don't start introducing the boys into it. How are we competing to be seen and acknowledged by boys? You know what I mean? So I think this is the stage where self-worth, self-esteem, and the identity about who I am outside of what my parents have told me. This is being shaped in middle school. And it's a really interesting stage to examine both from a person who was injured. This was my stage of trauma. Middle school was a trauma stage for me because
And
that's
for
what,
many, because many felt like they didn't fit in. Many felt like they were on the outside of the new kids on the block or on the in crowd. And that's also a time where we be begin to put people in boxes. Like, they're the popular kids and they're the preppy kids and they're the, what was it, metal kids and they're the
Absolutely.
preppy kids and they're the sports athletic kids and they're the nerds and we begin to label and box people.
The labels show up big time in middle school. This is when you really begin to see how people are different, and how and what I believe was most important as a mom, what we have to do is prepare our children to become the best versions of themselves in middle school. So we can reverse the curse of the trauma that happens in this stage. Because it's in this stage that a lot of kids commit suicide. It goes that deep. It's in this stage that our kids begin to start disconnecting from values that maybe we shaped them, but now they're being shaped by another set of values. Oftentimes it's our influence is competing more and more with society's influence, And I think if we begin to truly nurture the I am in the children, the I am is the identity. Start really framing it and shaping it now where they can become the best versions of themselves right now, where they know how to use affirmations, how to meditate, where we actually teach them what detoxification is all about. A fight can break out in middle school that people hold on to from throughout seventh and eighth grade, and these girls are still mad at something that is so stupid because no one stepped in to help them figure it out, and they didn't have the tools to release the injury. And then you know what I mean? And Lord
It's
forbid it
true.
can travel on to, in some small towns, they might go to high school together.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, being a psychologist and having worked with with trauma, anxiety, depression for 25 years, you often find that when people are reflecting on where their beliefs came from, where their self-esteem came from, where their identity went kind of awry, when they stop loving themselves, when they stop feeling like they fit in, like when they stop feeling good enough. A lot of the trauma happened in early childhood and into that kind of pre-adolescent, adolescent phase. And so it's so important that, we begin to reflect back during that time. And like you were saying, really question, what you believed about yourself from those experiences. Because if your identity is based on, which even as adults, we have this tendency to base our identity on what we think other people believe or think of us, it really weighs heavily on us and we don't feel good about ourselves. And so, I mean, I've got a young adult, I've got actually two young adults and a teenager, and I always try to encourage them to hone in on what do you think? What do they think? Because that's the thing. People will try and put you in boxes, but if you really know your true identity by your creator, you know that it's impossible to put you in a box because there's no one like you. And so asking children what they think gets them into thinking. And how do you feel
How
about
do
the
you
situation?
feel? Yes.
How
You
do
have
you feel
to
about
feel.
you?
Yes. Because
What do
here,
you think about you?
that is so
Getting
powerful. That is.
them to tap into that, because at the end of the day, Susie and Tommy, they're going to do what they're going to do. But are you going to feel good about what you're doing and what you're going to do? See, we have to come back to what do you feel good about? What makes you feel good? Not
Yes. And
what are they going to think if
which
I
go
say no, or what are they going to think if I go the other way, or if I don't agree?
Yes, which comes back to the heart-based dynamic that we're focused on this month for December, because we're preparing for those of you who tune into us on a regular basis. You probably heard us say it last week, but we're going to be reminding you, this is the month where we prepare for more in 2024. This is the slogan. This is the affirmation. How do you get started to becoming the best version of yourself? You want to prepare for more. Well, how do you prepare for more? You have to go in and release the You have to release the former version of yourself to become the best version of yourself. And how, what are we doing now? We're going back to a version of you that was developed at a time that the game changed, right? From your parents pretty much being the focus or the center of your world. They'll always be the center of your world, but there
Or
were
your caregivers,
or your
who could be
caregivers, your,
caregivers.
but now, you're going to be, this is the time period where we're heavily socialized around what other people think of us, and they're called friends or peers or whatever it is, right? And this is where a lot of trauma took place with a lot of us, because this is the time period where you're either taught to feel, I am not enough. This is the I am not enough period. And then by the time you get our age, we're saying it 1,000 times a day because it started here.
Or I don't fit in.
I don't fit in, but
I
which is
can't connect.
I'm the scarcity mindset. Let's just put a big label here. This is where scarcity begins to develop in middle school. And if moms and women who are responsible for nurturing children in this stage are aware of how we can be more supportive, we can help change the next generation. But what we can do first is release the programming that we took on. And that's what we're doing here, focused on the heart chakra. Because what happens in this time period, Dr. E, is that This is where we shut our hearts off right here in middle school so we can protect ourselves against the world. And what people don't realize is that media programming plays into this in such a major way, right? Particularly music. When I was in middle school, hip hop music was the center of my life, right? Now I grew up listening to all kinds of music prior to because my dad was a musicologist, but hip hop was growing, okay? And then there was a shift in the music. Well, I was hooked. By the time the shift came, the messages started changing in the music. And I was being shaped as well as everyone, because it's a culture. Our American culture, our global culture began to be shaped by another art form that picked up steam right there in middle school. And the messaging was about to take us with it. So I say this to people all the time. Pay attention to what your children are digesting into their subconscious minds. What are they listening to? Why do they like Beyonce? Why do they like Taylor Swift? Ask them questions. Ask them about their favorite songs. And when they share with you some of the worst songs you ever heard of, because listen, but ladies, let me just tell you, they're listening to the curse words. They're listening to all kinds of crazy stuff in that
The
music.
berating of the
Women,
women.
all kinds of sexual positions. They're popping pills. They're doing all of this in the music. I'm just telling you,
They
okay?
are. They
When you
are.
hear your child's music, I want you to go and touch the pearls. I want you to take five deep breaths, go and pray, and come back and then say, honey, why do you listen to music like that? But it gives you an opportunity not to judge, but to correct. And then let's start growing deeper, learning how to
But I just want to get back
listen.
to this idea of how was your identity shaped? Because I think that people believe that once your identity is shaped, it can't be changed. So
Oh,
many
please.
people carry these identities that they formed in childhood, in middle school, in young adulthood, in adulthood, and they believe that this is who I am.
Oh.
And it is the furthest from the truth. That is why we're encouraging you to really reflect on who you believe that you are, because you are not that child who might have experienced that trauma from abuse. You are not that middle schooler who might have experienced trauma from rejection or from not fitting in neatly to one of those boxes. Or you were, experiencing trauma from a young adulthood because you were in a relationship who that didn't love on you, but that maybe abused you, shamed you, or guilted you. And you fed into that mindset of who you are. And so I want you to really, as you move into becoming the best version of yourself, you have to become an observer of what you currently believe to be true about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, the reason why, and this is so important what you just said. What needs that, the reason why we're stuck is because we haven't been taught detoxification. The word forgiveness is truly a tool of detoxification. And we struggle with that. But we haven't, we, because we say things like we're multidimensional, love, we're multidimensional. Okay, what does that mean? There's different dimensions of you that you may not be familiar with, but they're important that you learn how to take care of them. And that's why soul health is important, because soul health, true, these are soul health conditions. So right now, I am so excited about the work that we're doing because now we can provide people with the tools and we can provide them with the modalities. That's what a soul massage is about. Folks, you've been hearing us talk about the soul massage this weekend. Come and check it out. 10 a.m. Eastern time, you can come to our Soul Health and Wellness Club. And it is there that we have created a self-care modality, teaching you about what soul health is, but in a live, laugh, love, learn experience, where we're teaching you how to balance your soul. And the soul is pretty much is, let me just tell you this. It's simple. Healing. This is what healing is. Elevated thought, elevated emotion. That's really what it is.
Right. All it to simplify it, it's either lack and limitation or abundance and harmony.
Yes, which is 852 hertz,
Right.
unconditional
So
love. Yes.
if you start reflecting back, right, into when your identity and when these experiences formed who you believe you were, and they did not make you feel good about you. They did not make you feel harmonious. They did not make you feel love. They did not make you feel more than enough. They did not make you feel connected. They did not make you feel like you were a part of something that is good. Then guess what? You are out of alignment. That means that you're not living in your true identity. Your true identity that comes from your creator is unconditional love and abundance. And so
Yes.
as you reflect back in, you've got to reconcile with yourself. Forgive yourself for holding on. Forgive yourself for believing that because of that experience, you thought you weren't good enough. And that is just not true. It doesn't matter. And I tell people this all the time in the work that I do. It does not matter where you come from. It does not matter what you've been through. It
Yes.
does not matter how horrible you've been treated or how horrible your experiences have been. It doesn't matter what color you are, what language you speak, how much money you make. At the end of the day, you will always be unconditional love. You will always be more than enough. You are a goddess.
Oof, I love it.
You are a goddess. And no
Yes.
matter your human experience, it cannot take away from your soul's identity
That's right.
of goodness, of unconditional love, of worthiness and deservedness. You are abundant. And so we have to forgive and release to bring you back to this true identity. And that's what we're all about in supporting you in our Soul Health and Wellness Club. So, again, when you think about how your identity is shaped and you really begin to reflect back on your journey, on your soul's journey, on your life's journey, on your identity journey, I want you to envision that all of those identities that were you are no longer you. And you can
Ooh.
shed those identities, shed them as quickly as you earn them, and release them and begin to ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? And who do I want to be?
Yes, that's the better question. Who do I want to be right now? That is, give your, if that's not a wonderful holiday gift, I mean, what's it, what could be better than that? If you want to become the best version of yourself, and you are like, you know what? I don't want the phrase. I really want the bag. Like, that's the big bag for me, right? I want it all. You can have it, but you have to be willing to shed the former version of yourself to get there. And let us help you. So it's real simple. It is so easy. All you have to do is go to soulhealthcommunity.com.
Soulhealthcommunity.com.
Soulhealthcommunity.com. Come to our soul massage. We also have these wonderful sessions in Clubhouse. Download the Clubhouse app, guys. Go over to the Women in Business House and come check us out at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays, on the Soul Health and Wellness Club on Wednesdays at noon in Clubhouse. But allow us to help you. Let's grow together in this. 852 hertz is where it's at. That's the become the best version of your life frequency, 852 hertz. And the Soul Health and Wellness Club is your new home for the soul.
Yeah. And I want to say this. also believe that people think that once you reach a point where you look in the mirror and you can say, you know, I love you, I like you, you're good.
Yeah.
You people tend to think that, okay, you're it, you're done. And that's not our human journey. As long
No.
as you have breath in your body and you are being breathed in light and life, your journey is to continue to evolve. So you
Yes.
never reach an end point.
We're the stars. We're supposed to come here and shine bright. Like we look up to the stars, but the stars are looking down on us.
Okay,
We're
okay.
reflecting back to them. We are, and the reality of it is the human journey. The human journey, as you understand this, we are spiritual beings. This bright light has come into this source of transportation called a human body. And we understand that it is magnificently is and wonderfully made. But when we understand how to connect to the spark of the spirit in this body and how to use that spark to allow this body to do its work on planet Earth, we can transform this thing into something magnificent. And that is what we should all be reaching for.
Absolutely. It's you are in constant creative mode. You are in constant change mode. So you can create you, your identity is not stagnant. It is not who you were as a child. It is not who you were in grade school. It is not who you were as a young adult. No, it is who you want to be today. And so you have to allow yourself permission to shed the old, so that you can create the new, because you're constantly in creative mode. You know, creating with intention is really what we're supporting here, and opening your heart chakra so that you can love again, so that
Yes.
you can love yourself again, regardless of who in your life didn't love you.
Yes.
You can love you. Regardless of who in your life didn't treat you well, you can treat you well. Regardless of who in your life abandoned you will never abandon you. You'll always be here, living in this body, creating in this body while you have breath. And so just know that you are loved unconditionally and infinitely. Period.
Yes.
Period.
So beautifully stated. So beautifully stated. So if you guys receive that gift, because that was a gift, right? Because it doesn't get any better than that. And if you want to receive another, come and check us out this Saturday, 10 a.m. for the soul massage. And
Yep.
if you want more in 2024, then embrace the soul health is the solution.
Absolutely. Soulhealthcommunity.com. You can also connect on my website, healthyminds.expert. If you need mental health support, connect with me, healthymind.expert. Again, we are your soul health and wellness club, and we want to elevate your vibration. So we're just sending you love. We're sending you unconditional love. We're
Yes.
sending you the belief that you can create who you want to be. And we want to take that journey with you. We want to help you heal and grow and release on your journey. And
Yes.
so, with that, I just want to say thank you, Nurse Blue.
Thank you,
I love
Dr.
you.
E. I love you too. And we want to say thank you to everyone who is tuning in to us today. And we just feel you and we want nothing but the best for you. Love, peace, joy, abundance. You deserve it. Receive it.
All right. Until next time, stay good. Stay good.
Yes.